The dance world is a little sadder today, having lost Jacques d'Amboise, the New York City ballet star who died Sunday at 86. For decades, he was the face of American ballet. Then, after he stopped performing, an ambassador for dance as founder of the National Dance Institute, a program which gives free dance lessons to New York City kids, some tough kids like he once was. One of my earliest memories as a kid was standing at the edge of a stage after Jacques d'Amboise's performance to profess my love to him. One of the joys of this job was telling him that. We spoke several times. In 2005, he was in Boston to work with some student dancers and accept an award.
Keep going.
He told me about his early days in dance in the 1940s. Let's listen back to some of that visit.
I'd leave school, get on that subway, grab an apple and a nickel. Right? And if I was held after school as a punishment, the whole class or anything, I'd miss that ballet class. So my mother went to that principal and told him, if he's bad, punish him in a different way, but he cannot miss his ballet class. So after a few months or so, we were being punished again. Everybody had to stand up, face the back of the room, and then the nun announced, Jacques can leave for his ballet class, right? So coming out of the subway that night, right on the corner, Dave's Candy Store, my gang is waiting. What the hell is this dancing stuff, right? And I said, it's great. And I had my little practice bag, and I put it down in the sidewalk, and I said, there's this guy, Andrei Aglevsky. When he jumps, he floats. And there's a step called soprasol. And let me show you, you have to jump in the air, move sideways, and land on the other side of this bag. And then I had everybody putting Coke bottles and trying to jump over him. And by just saying that I was doing something so great and was proud of it, I had no problem. And then when I joined the company at 15, I would sneak my gang in to the city center so they could see me. And right? I was so proud and excited about it. And I was a good athlete on the block. And when I was a teenager, I could run out and jump over a car. I would literally run and jump over a car.
Really, you could?
Yes, I could jump over a car. And I loved to work. I always thought of each performance that I did as my first one and my last. And I would try to do, and I'd dedicate it to a teacher, and then I'd do my best. Then it would finish, and it would be over. And then I would think, now tomorrow I'll work to make this better. And the next day I'd say, now here's my first performance as a new, better dancer, because I worked all day on something. And so it was a constant enjoyment in the exploration of the possibilities that I had. My life had been transformed through the arts. I can say hello and goodbye in 15 languages and count in those languages. I've pretty much danced and been to most places in the world, but all because of the arts. And I dropped out of high school.
Not to mention, I have to inject here, as someone who grew up in New York, I mean, there was a time when, I mean, I remember my heroes were, you know, Mantel, Maris, Jacques d'Amboise, big, big stuff. How do you get a kid as interested in dancing as they might be in baseball or football?
Well, first of all, people don't realize what dance is. For example, I'll ask you, what do you, Robin, in one sentence, give me a definition of dance?
Dance is when people move and they tell stories and express joy and other emotions.
Okay, now if listeners are listening to this and they'll all agree.
Say that's the wrong answer?
No, they'll agree with you. It's fun, they'll say. Or it's, you get moving. Or it's moving to music or something. Now, let's stop and really think what it is. If I was to stick out my hand to say hello to you, I wouldn't give you one quick little short shake and pull it back, because that would be a sign, a communication, that I don't like to hold your hand or I don't like you. I wouldn't grab your hand and pump it for half an hour, 10,000 times. There is a control of movement to communicate an idea or emotion. Shaking the hands is a dance. Every time we take pour a little wine in a glass and raise it and toast someone, we're doing a dance. It's an invention by the human being to express emotions by controlling the way we move in time and space. It's profound.
New York City ballet legend Jacques d'Amboise in a 2005 interview. I can now say that I danced with Jacques d'Amboise because I think I shook his hand. He died Sunday at 86.